Hi, my name is Bert Seelman. In this CD, I want to explain what your diet, exercise, and health programs are doing either for you or to you. Now, I know that most of you probably have many different types of diets and fitness programs that you've tried. I know that you have a certain base of information that you've collected, and you believe in it. However, I'd like to ask you one simple question. Are you feeling bad and looking worse? And how's that been working for you? You see, I've been a human performance specialist for over 35 years. And over that time, I've worked with people of all ages and both sexes and with all types of conditions. These people were professional athletes, corporate executives, office workers, high school students, business owners, craftsmen, even children and housewives. When most of these people came to me, they did so because they had health problems or performance problems and weren't getting the results they were desiring. Then when they heard that a lot of the people on my programs were getting results, and fast results, that's when they were all looking for the right program. You see, what they'd been doing didn't work. And I didn't want those people spending their money, their time, and their energy on a program that wasn't delivering what it had promised. But most importantly, I didn't want their health compromised. And it's for that reason that I named my website Results Are Proof. Isn't that the bottom line? I mean, when you look at your body in the mirror, jump on a scale, you take an inventory of how you feel, isn't it what you're really looking for is that positive end result? You want to look better and feel better. So let me get into the points of what I want to tell you about today. Weight loss. Weight loss. We all need weight loss if we're a little overweight. No, we're wrong. It needs to be what it is, fat loss. Most of us don't need just weight loss. We want fat loss. And there is a big difference. We're being sold on weight loss programs. And trust me, that's just what you're getting, weight loss. Most people are unaware that if they were to take an average, accurate body composition test, they'd find out that they were losing anywhere from 10 or 20% of their lean body mass or muscle along with each pound of fat. So 20% could be your lean body mass. What does that mean? It's very simple. You see, your metabolism runs faster when you have more lean muscle tissue. Now what that means is that lean muscle tissue literally has a cost to the physical body. To maintain it, it must have extra circulation. It must have maintaining that muscle with certain proteins, etc. And it must have more oxygen. It must be relieved of the lactic acid if it's been exercised. And it must be repaired. So that is your metabolic increase. You see, for each pound of lean muscle mass that you gain, of course, depending on your activity level, you can burn between 50 and 100 calories a day more just by adding that lean pound of body mass. Now think about it. You don't want weight loss. You want fat loss. You don't want to lose the things that are literally helping you to get that fat off of your body. And you can increase that lean body mass by less than 20 minutes of correct, accurate, and efficient exercise in 3 days per week. Think about it. Less than an hour a week to help yourself lose fat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That means you don't have to do those hours of cardio that literally in most times start to burn muscle off. You see, you only need 12 to 21 minutes of cardio maximum after that workout. Think about it. Your muscles can be firmer. Your bones can be stronger. Your metabolic cost goes up. You look better, you feel better, and most importantly, you perform better by having a fat loss program instead of a weight loss program. Now let's talk about this. Why most programs don't work. The body has three foods that it actually uses every day and needs all three every day. You have carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. Carbohydrates are primarily designed to function as fuel for the body, as well as our fats. Fats are a concentrated type of fuel. Now, both of these foods are designed to give energy. Now, we need to understand that we have proteins also. Now, when I say proteins, please understand that I'm talking about complete proteins. Proteins that come from flesh foods and things like amino acids and complete whey proteins that have had all the dairy entities taken out of it, like a pure egg protein. Now, these are complete proteins and will build complete protein on your body is what it's made of. And think about this. Your hair is protein. Your skin is protein. Your organs are protein. Even your bones actually have protein. And not only that, our blood is protein. So do you want to repair your body with incomplete proteins? No, I don't think so. Now we need to understand that the body has priorities for the way it utilizes foods. That's right, the foods just don't go for repair automatically if they're protein. You see, we have three different priorities for foods, and they are in this order specifically. Number one, energy replacement. See, the foods need to go for our fuel and to keep us warm, and it helped our brain function. So we have to get from point A to point B and be warm when we get there, not cold from death, obviously warm. The number two requirement, repair. Ah, this is when tissues get rebuilt. Our muscles get restored. Our blood gets rebuilt. Our whole body becomes new from protein. And remember, you want protein because protein can supply energy and it can give us repair, complete repair. And the third thing we have as a priority for our food utilization is storage. All excess calories, hear me, all excess calories go to be stored as fat. That's what we don't want. When our body goes too long without the right energy levels and our blood sugar or energy level drops for too long a period, it goes into something called a survival mode. It's also known as starvation mode. And when that happens, the body says we've got to look out for the future. So when this happens and we go too long between meals without the right foods, our body slows the metabolism down and tries to store everything it gets. Ever noticed that some of the people you know who only eat two small meals a day seem to keep putting on weight? Of course, we've all seen this. We all know those people who actually don't eat more than once or twice a day, yet seem to store all their foods because their body is in a survival mechanism or a survival mode. I mean, if our bodies weren't built this way, most of us would be off this planet very quickly. Okay, so let's take a look at how this works some more. When the survival mode kicks in, our body stores everything for the future shortage. Okay, it's ready to help us. During this time, all foods go into storage as fat. This is why eating only one or two times a day can still cause us to store this fat. During this time, the muscles do not get repaired adequately. And less muscle, again, means a slower metabolism. So we want our energy foods to go for energy and our repair foods to go for repair. So the balance of this is critical, and this is what is missing in today's dietary programs. Ever notice that they don't want you to know very much? They don't want you to weigh in. They don't want you to have to count the calories. They just want to keep selling you food. And so we're stuck. And that's usually the only time many of us will eat three times a day, when we're paying for it and it's being delivered every day, or we're starving so bad we need it. So get a hold of this point. That's why calorie counting doesn't leave us in the shape we'd like to be in. It's not about the amount of calories we take in. It's the dispersing of those calories over a period of time, the evenness with which our energy is being brought into our body, and also how fast those certain types of calories are absorbed, some faster than others, some slower. And remember, the results are proof. So balancing those blood sugar levels and portions are very important. And protein, we want the complete type, because complete protein is earmarked or prioritized first for repair of tissues, and then the excess calories go for energy. But if we have the energy foods too high, like the carbohydrates that have some minute amounts of proteins, They have to be balanced exactly, or no repair at all happens. So we don't want those extra calories from the carbohydrate food stored or not repairing our muscles, because then, again, it will slow down. Now let's look at the principles of a proper fat loss program, not a weight loss program. So these are the principles that a proper fat loss program should have. Number one, the right foods. So these foods are easier to digest and often greater nutrient levels without the excess calories to be stored. We want the right foods. Obviously, for example, fish would be a better selection than beef. We might absorb more protein with less fat. So that'd be one of the right foods. Instead of using the heavy grains for energy, we might use more vegetables. Number two, the right food combinations. What? You mean the combinations of food causes something to happen differently? Yes, we're all chemical. We're an electrical chemical being, and foods have different chemical makeup. After all, we end up chemicals attached to an electrical force field. So our bodies do not have to work as hard to absorb our foods, and the right combinations makes it easier for our body to assimilate and break them down. So the food gives our body what it needs without overworking the body to process the food, actually leaving us in a deficit. We've all heard of negative calories. The right amount of food, number three, the right amount of food. Portions without distortions, not too much or too little. You see, we all suffer from portion distortion. Many people have used that phrase, but it's literally true. So imagine if we have the right food that combines better and the right amount of it, we're going to be much better off. Number four, eating on schedule. What? I've got to have a schedule for my food? Yes, didn't we say that the body prioritizes these things? Don't we want those blood sugar levels to be right? Don't we want to feel energized all the time so that our repair foods can go for repair and our energy for energy? So we need to eat our foods in blocks, increments of time. And it's without a doubt that 2 to 2.5 hours is the ideal time to eat. So we get the repair foods to go for repair and energy foods for energy. Number five, supplementation. What? Now you're going to sell me vitamins. No, we're not selling vitamins. Listen, do you want health assurance? Well, this is your insurance. You see, the fields were worn out in the United States as of 1933. The U.S. Department of Agriculture sent a letter to Congress telling them that our foods were already beginning to be worn out. And today we process more foods than ever. So we need to look at supplementation for the foods that can give us all the nutrients we need without the calories. That's right. But it has to be a proper supplementation program. It has to be the right types of supplements in the right amounts, processed the right way. So this is a whole science in itself, but we do need it. And as one point to prove the supplementation, we're all taking a vitamin mineral supplement today, but our body's made out of 5% minerals and less than 0.5% vitamins. How many minerals are you taking? Number six, accurately testing with body composition. What? Yes. Why doubt what you're weighing? Why doubt what you're losing? Why doubt what you're gaining? With an accurate body composition test, which I recommend hydrostatic water weighing, which is the standard, or near infrared light, which is highly consistent and accurate, yet does not take a lot of time and is not affected like some of the electrical impedance tests that work on water. Whereas if we've had too much sodium or too little sodium, meaning salt, we could fluctuate that test. So let's do this every week or 2 weeks and 3 weeks at the outside. Let's test and prove what's really happening. Again, we want this fat loss. Number seven, pictures and measurements. Yes, what a better way to see who we really are. Take our pictures at an accurate distance with the right lighting, with the same photo setting, and take our measurements every 3 weeks minimum. I'm talking your calves, your lower thigh, your upper thigh, your buttocks, your hips, your waist, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, and your upper arms and forearms. If we take those measurements, they don't lie. Every 2 to 3 weeks, we have all of our clients always take these measurements so that we really have an accurate picture and see what's happening. Of course, remember, your clothes are another way, too, to actually tell. Number eight is blood glucose levels, blood sugar levels, like we talked about earlier. You can go out and get a blood sugar level tester, which is called a glucose meter, for diabetics. Wait a minute. Diabetics. Is your program diabetic safe? If it isn't, why are you even considering it? Because you're causing more damage to the body than good. So if it's diabetic safe, it'll be safe for everyone. And we need to be able to check that blood sugar level between 80 and 130 most of the time. And we should check it at consistent distances from certain meals at certain days so we can know that this is safe. Number nine, heart rate monitoring. Heart rate monitoring, what is that all about? Well, you know, when you go to an aerobics class or you go to the gym and you're working out, they'll take and check your working heart rate. But that's not what you need to know. We don't need to know how high it gets. We need to know how fast it can come down. You see, when you're at a high heart rate level and you start to stop your exercise, how quick does that heart rate level drop? The faster it drops, the better condition your heart is. And here's one for you with your kids, with your exercise programs, to know if your coach really knows what he's doing. Here's the zinger, folks. Your heart is the last muscle to recover because it's got to get all your nutrients and your oxygen to the body so that it can repair and it can finally rest. So when we get up in the morning without getting up or moving around, we check our resting heart rate for at least 20 seconds, at least 3 times. And after a hard workout, if it's really been productive, our heart rate will be elevated. It showed us stress, that it was effective. And when our heart rate returns to the lowest level, then we're ready again for exercise. That's right. When your resting heart rate returns to the lowest level, oh, wait. Don't just go there right away that day. You need to wait and give the body another day or two to actually recover and build up material so that it's ready to respond. So that resting heart rate and that descending heart rate are critical to your health. Number 10, this is probably one of the most important ones. Education. Are you being educated? Are you really learning? Are you actually logging your foods, figuring your calories, weighing yourself and your foods? Are you really being taught how to make this a lifestyle, or are you being sold? Don't be a part of the great fitness fraud. Don't get sold. Take care of your health. Get this education. And they need to be able to forecast and predict what can happen to you. If they can't, they don't know enough about the subject. And now we're getting to a logical, healthful lifestyle. Remember, if you can do it once, you can do it right and you can learn it for life. No other program usually dares to do these things, but we've been doing it for over 35 years with my clients. Because we care. We're only as good as our next client. Have you been being taken care of? Or has your wallet been being taken care of? Remember, we've always delivered what other programs have promised, and results are proof. Okay, we'll be stopping here. I hope this gives you an insight on your present diet and exercise program and how it may affect your health. If you're satisfied with the results you've been getting, then by all means, continue. And if not, I would suggest that you revisit this site for more information in the future. Here you'll learn more about what I do and how I've helped people over the years with many varied types of problems. While you're here, you might want to take a few minutes and read some of the testimonial letters. They go back over 35 years, and many of them are board-certified physicians. Thank you for listening. I hope this has been informative, and I'll look forward to working with you in the future and helping you to create the results you desire for your physical needs. Thank you.